C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about an anthology of short stories inspired by H.P. Lovecraft, all written by women. The collection is called She Walks in Shadows and was edited by Silvia Marino Garcia and Paula R. Stiles. It was published by Innismouth Free Press in 2015. Now, H.P. Lovecraft is a founding father of the horror genre, but he's well recognised for his lack of female characters and his dubious perception of anyone who wasn't of English descent. H.P. Lovecraft's work is filled with dark and gory, lush imagery, and his stories often focus on scientists uncovering the paranormal in the course of their experiments, and how the revelations often drive them mad. Or sometimes he also focuses on family legends of inherited guilt. Now, in his writings, he built a rich pantheon of mythology, including the all-powerful cosmic entity Cthulhu. Lovecraft never experienced fame during his lifetime, but has inspired a world of writers since. Now, this collection, by all female writers, takes the Lovecraft universe and focuses on, or reimagines, the role of women in his world. The writers are from all across the world and each bring their own unique spin to the Lovecraft universe. Now, usually I find short story anthologies are a bit of hit and miss. But when I went back to write this review, I looked through all the stories I liked and I was surprised how many I really enjoyed. But to keep this segment short, I'll narrow it down to my three most favourite stories. Firstly, I'd like to talk about The Cypress God by Rhodope Sisymus. And this tells the story of the teenage Soha, a pious churchgoer. She takes special care of the neglected shrine of Marchiosis, a goddess who demands blood and meat as part of her offerings. Soha is an outsider in the world, but there's something very different about her, and she must stand up when Marchiosis' place in the church is under threat from others. Now, this story really appealed to me, mainly because of the character of Soha, because she had this real uncertainty in the real world, but when she was called to act, she had a real calling to the spiritual world, where she found her strength. The next book I really liked, or the next story I really liked, was Turn Out the Light by Penelope Love. Now, this is a retelling of the life and death of Lovecraft's mother, Sarah Susan Phillips Lovecraft. Lovecraft's family has a history of mental illness, and he had a difficult relationship with his mother. And in this story, it talks about how Sarah tries to cope with raising her son after her lower-class travelling salesman husband was banished to an asylum. And his father, or his son's grandfather, is a bad but intimate influence. Now, Sarah is suffering in her own way and is always making sure that everyone turns on the light. I really liked this story because of it really utilises a Lovecraft style of writing and language, and the structure, even though very short, was very suspenseful. I also learned a bit about Lovecraft's life. Lastly, Bitter Perfume by Laura Blackwell. This is the story of Melissa and her extended family. The story starts with her great-grandmother's 125th birthday, and Melissa is mixing a new skin-softening oil as a birthday present. Now, Melissa's family are not like other families, but Melissa has to face everyday problems in our normal world, like being made redundant and having to look for a new place to live to house her long-living relatives. But Melissa's family is different, and death is not necessarily an escape. This story I really liked because of the unique family and exploring the idea of how a family like this would survive in our modern world, hiding in plain sight. So these are only just three of the stories in the anthology, but there are at least another four that I could have easily spoken about. And between each of the stories is an artwork inspired by Lovecraft's writing as well. So if you like gothic horror, claw hands, tombs, descent into madness, all powerful cosmic gods and their Lovecraftian universe, I heartily recommend She Walks in Shadows. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past episodes, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.